Hi, I'm Phil Newman, and welcome to the Impact Online podcast. We are so glad you're here. Well, hey, everyone. It's great to have you with us today. We're praying for you, your family, your career, your life. Remember, God's got a great plan and purpose for you in this season. We are focusing on the Lord's Prayer. It's a series called Pray Like This. Jesus teaches us a lot about how not to pray, and he teaches us how to pray. And I'm so thrilled for what God is doing in our church, in our online community, right around the place. Let's get into the word today. In Matthew 6, it says this. This then is how you should pray, or pray like this. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it already is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we have also forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. I tell you, you can't read that enough and run out of things for God to speak to you about. Today, we are speaking about give us today our daily bread. Give us today our daily bread. Now, obviously, this part of the Lord's Prayer is very clearly about provision. It's the powerful prayer of provision. God, I need. God, I want. God, my family needs this. My career needs this. My soul needs this. God, give me what I need today. Every person watching this, you included, me included, we have needs. Your rent, your mortgage payments have gone up. Your petrol bills have gone up. You have to pay for food. You have to pay for electricity. Everything in life can feel like a pressure cooker. You have holidays to save for. Maybe this time of year you've got an unexpected tax bill. You have accumulated or accumulating a hex debt. Every single person has need. And need is something that God is very interested in and very interested in supplying for and very interested in being your answer for. Hey, we serve a God of provision. We don't serve a God of lack. We don't serve a God who observes your debts, your needs, your challenge and stands back and wishes you the best and says, I'll pray for you to get through this. You serve a God who has unlimited, abundant resource and has committed purpose to that resource to help you in your life. The word is full of promises from God about how he will provide. Matthew 6:33, but seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Philippians 4:19, and my God will meet all your needs according to the riches of his glory in Christ Jesus. Psalm 132:15, I will bless her with abundant provisions. Her poor I will satisfy with food. Psalm 23:1, the Lord is my shepherd, I lack nothing. We serve a God who provides. God, by his nature, is a provider. And I think that's an important distinction, that it's not a God who provides. God, by his nature, is a provider and so can only provide. He is good and can only do good. Now, this is all brilliant and fantastic. And you can go, amen, preach it. That's awesome. I've got that on my fridge. I've got that written on my mirror. It's on the back of my toilet door. I think about it every day. I pray about it every day. It's great. But let's get real for a second here. Let's get down to where rubber hits the road, when that bill comes in, when you are in that place and that space emotionally, spiritually, financially, physically, relationally, when it really gets honest, when it really gets real, that's when this stuff really matters. Now, if it was just, Lord, I need X, and bang, X appeared. If it really was just, Lord, I need this, and it appeared, mate, everyone would do it. All Christians would do it. People would be flooding to the church to find the answerer of these shopping list of needs. If it really was as simple as, Lord, I really need this, and it just appeared, everyone would be doing it. But see, it's the faith step. It takes enormous faith at times to live in the gap between when you pray, when you receive that promise, when you expect that promise, and when that promise becomes a reality. It takes a huge faith step to live in the gap of believing Him, trusting Him. And that's why I think we get really focused on this scripture, and where I really think we can unpack some things today, where it says, give us today our daily bread. Give us today our daily bread. I think that word today and that word daily can't be overlooked. This isn't just on, it doesn't just as it appears as, Lord, I thank you that you will provide. This speaks about a very current faith. That today, the stuff that you're stressed about, the stuff that you're worried about, the stuff that you're burdened with, the stuff that's bringing a bit of conflict into your marriage, your friendships, the stuff that's bringing creeping into your sleepless nights, your today things are a promise from God to have daily answers. Today's problems, what you are needing right here, right now, have a daily provision connected to them. What occupies my spirit and my soul and my thoughts today? That's what I'm believing for. So three quick thoughts, and I really hope this lifts your faith, changes your prayer life, takes you to another space in believing God. Number one is surrender yesterday's bread. The word says, give us today our daily bread. Give us today, today, this day, this morning, this 24 hours I have, the bread that you have purpose for this day. So to get today's bread, number one, we're going to take the faith step of surrendering yesterday's bread. See, God's grace is current. His mercy's on you every day. And I would suggest then that certain graces and certain mercies have an expiry date. He graced you yesterday for what you faced yesterday, and they were beautifully, perfectly, entirely covering for the battles and the wisdom and the challenges that you had yesterday, but they were for yesterday. What He gave you, the bread He gave you for yesterday, was for then. And we have to surrender that, give that, open our hands from that in order to receive today's bread. Let's read this. Matthew 6:19 to 21. Do not store up for yourselves. Where you are, say those words. For yourselves. Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moths and vermin destroy and where thieves break in and steal, but store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where moths and vermin do not destroy and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. It says, guys, don't store up, don't hoard treasures for yourselves. Now, this isn't a teaching about not having a savings plan. Savings is wise. Savings is biblical. Savings is an important part of our financial faith. But this is not a teaching around not having savings. Don't store anything up. It's actually a challenge about trust. Because if you have stored up yesterday's bread and brought yesterday's bread into today, you don't need to believe God for today's bread, which means you don't need faith. If you store up, if you hoard yesterday's bread, you are robbing your life of the miraculous faith that a breadless today so desperately needs. If you are hoarding yesterday's provision, let's be honest, if you are controlling your provision, it means you didn't do with it what it was purposed for. If you have leftovers, see, savings is not leftovers. If you have leftovers of yesterday's bread, you have wasted what God gave you. It says, do not store up for yourself. So my first challenge for you with give us today our daily bread is get rid of, deal with, sow and be faithful and generous and surrender yesterday's bread. Don't store it out of fear. Don't store it out of control. Use it for what it has been graced for, which was all about the last 24 hours. Don't bring it into today. It's pretty challenging. Let go, stop controlling it, and get into a flow. You know, every river needs to flow. You stop the flow and ultimately things get stagnant. That's what happens when we get stingy and withholding and storing and we hoard things, is we get out of a flow, we get out of that generous kingdom sowing and harvesting, and we get into a stagnant place in our lives. It's not God's best for you. So number one, surrender yesterday's bread. Number two, release tomorrow's bread. Surrender yesterday's bread, but release tomorrow's bread. You know, in a lot of ways, one of the most unproductive questions you can ask is, what if? What if I run out? What if this happens? What will I do when? You know, worry is faith pointed in the wrong direction. Worry is faith, an occupying of your soul, an occupying of your thoughts, sometimes occupying of your speech. Worry is faith pointed in the wrong direction. See, faith is confident expectation, whereas worry is confident disappointment. Matthew 6:34 says, therefore, do not worry. You go, Phil, that is easier said than done. You can say, Jesus, it's very nice for you to say that, but you didn't face what I'm facing right now. Yet still he says that truth. Do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Look at this. Each day has enough trouble of its own. Now, this word worry, therefore do not worry, it actually comes from a Greek word that means to take care of. So Jesus is saying, don't take care of tomorrow. Don't take care of tomorrow, for tomorrow has its own issues. Take care of today. And you can say, but God, if I don't take care of tomorrow, who's going to take care of tomorrow? To which God says, he will. He's saying, while you are in control, while you are stressing about tomorrow's bread, caring for tomorrow's bread, trying to make tomorrow's bread all sorted, you're keeping me out of leading it. If you are in control, God isn't. And he says, don't worry, don't take care of it. And I want to tell you this. He says, don't take care of tomorrow's bread, because listen to me, it's not yours to take care of. The reason worry is destructive for our souls is because worry tries to care for things that were never ours to care for. And so we don't have the grace for it. We don't have the authority in it. We don't have the favor in it. And we complain and we get annoyed and frustrated and sick and in strife because we're not seeing breakthrough and fruit in an area that we're worrying about. And God says, it's because I never asked you and I never graced you and I never gave you the authority to care for that. He says, that's mine to take care of. So stop worrying about it. Friends, if you are a worrier about tomorrow, if you are a stressor about tomorrow, I want to remind you that God will take care of tomorrow as he promised that he would. It's not yours to care for. It's not yours to control. Release yesterday's bread, don't hoard, and don't try to take care of tomorrow's bread because he's never asked you, and you will never ever have the grace and the ease and the fruit to take care of it. Be an investor, be a saver, be wise, be a good steward, all those things, but don't take the burden of it because that burden is only for God. This is great preaching, amen? Can I get an amen? Wherever you are, good preaching, Phil. Let's bring it home. Number one, surrender yesterday's bread. Number two, release tomorrow's bread. And lastly, you can expect today's bread. So dealing with yesterday, dealing with tomorrow, here we are left with today. And quite frankly, God very clearly promises you today's bread. He promises you the money, the people, the energy, the health, and the opportunities. It is his promise, and it is your inheritance. I want to finish by going back and reading the four scriptures that I read at the start of this message. And I hope that when you now hear them in the context of this does not apply to yesterday, this does not apply to tomorrow, but it applies to the 24 hours you're in right now, I hope that we would hear them differently. Matthew 6:33, but seek first his kingdom today and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Philippians 4:19, and my God will meet all your needs according to his riches, the riches of his glory in Christ Jesus. Psalm 132:15, I will bless her with abundant provisions, and her poor I will satisfy with food. Psalm 23:1, the Lord is my shepherd, I lack nothing. Lord, give us today the issues, the challenges in these crises, in these senses of lack and challenge and closed doors. Lord, I thank you that you would provide my bread that I desperately need today. You can expect miracles today. You can expect provision today. You can expect breakthrough today. I want to pray for you. Lord, I thank you for everyone watching today. I thank you that your promise is clear and it is loud. Let go of yesterday. Celebrate it. Testify about it, but don't bring it into today. Don't try to care and have authority in tomorrow, but trust you with that. Give that to you, but have a great sense of expectancy and faith and excitement and passion for miracle breakthrough today in Jesus' name. Hey, for us all of this, the promise available today, this 24 hours, this promise is all available through Jesus Christ. You know, Jesus never holds up a standard of behavior that you have to live up to come to him. Other religions do that, but Jesus never did. Jesus comes and he says to each one of us, with your mess, your sin, your shame, your history, your abuse, your addiction, your path in life, with all of your stuff, come to me, and all you will find when you come to me is grace, acceptance, and love. He says to us, I will transform your life not by pushing you, striving, manufacturing, forcing, but through forgiveness of your sin, through love of your soul, you'll find deep personal healing. That's the gospel. That's the promise. And if you want eternity in heaven with peace and laughter and joy, it's only available through Jesus. And if you've never asked Jesus to be your savior, or maybe you once have, but for whatever reason you've walked away, today I want to pray for you. So if you want to be included in this prayer one final time, be honest with yourself and let's pray this together. Dear Jesus, I ask you to fill our hearts and lives with your peace and forgiveness. Those who today are opening their hearts to you and saying they need forgiveness, they need help with their mess, I pray that you would fill their hearts, fill their souls, fill their spirits with peace, hope, and love in Jesus' wonderful name. Amen. For us all, we can proudly pray, boldly pray, give us today our daily bread. God bless.
Thanks for listening to our Impact Online podcast. We release a new episode every week and you can access all our podcasts and videos via our website. Visit impactchurch.me for lots of extra resources. We'll see you next time at Impact Online.